was presented by Stanley Wells. Tomorrow night, at the same time, you can hear the actor and director Samuel West reflecting on his views of Shakespeare and love. That's at 10:45 tomorrow evening here on BBC Radio 3. And if you didn't manage to hear our Sunday drama last weekend, don't forget that you can listen to it on the Radio 3 website. It was a production of Twelfth Night with David Tennant as Malvolio and Ron Cook as Sir Toby Belch. It was the first of four Shakespeare dramas we're going to be broadcasting, all part of the Radio 3 and indeed BBC-wide Shakespeare Unlocked season. Plenty more Shakespeare by going to the Radio 3 website. Well, there's another season soon to be upon us here on Radio 3. Very exciting, very exclusive.
Adams and Bernstein, McGregor, Macmillan, Gilbert and Sullivan, Lerner and Lowe, John Wilson on Broadway rattles Berliners, Berlioz, Figaro, Romeo. Barenboim's Beethoven, Debussy and Delius, the Thames and a sleepy lagoon. 76 concerts for 2012. The BBC Proms, coming soon. A very special Proms season for a very special year. The 2012 BBC Proms. You can find the full programme and lineup in the BBC Proms Guide, or go online to bbc.co.uk/proms.
Well, there's plenty of live music to come tomorrow night on Radio 3 when we are live at the Lighthouse in Poole, where the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kirill Karabits, will be performing Stravinsky's Fireworks, Prokofiev's Sinfonia Concertante, and excerpts also from Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty. And appearing as the soloist in the Prokofiev is the cellist Truls Mork. That's all from 7:30 tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. Broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just after 11 o'clock now. High time for Fiona Torkington to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Come and ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction. There's a little hotel called a Shady Rest at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
It's run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe, he's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
When they hear the dinner bell from the Shady Rest Hotel at the junction, folks will walk a country mile for the chicken country style at the junction. But the dishes to observe are those pretty girls who serve at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
OK, so we've just renamed the programme Petticoat Junction from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. And I'm paying tribute throughout this week to the great banjo player Earl Scruggs, who died last month, aged 88. I'm Fiona Torkington. Welcome to Late Junction, here with you Tuesday to Thursday, 11 until 12:30. Jim Murray has a new CD out, and from that now, here's a song called Hawkstow Grange. It's about a fight between John Bolin and John Steel Eye Span.
In Hoxton Grange there lived an old miser. You all do know him, as I've heard say. Him and his man that's named John Boleyn, they fell out all on one day. So pity them that sees him so far, pity then poor Steel Eye Span. John Boleyn's deeds will be remembered. Boleyn's deeds at Hoxton Grange. With a blackthorn stick, old Steel Eye struck him, had often threatened him before. John Boleyn turned round all in a passion, struck old Steel Eye to the floor. So pity them that sees him so far, pity then poor Steel Eye Span. John Boleyn's deeds will be remembered. Boleyn's deeds at Hoxton Grange. Steel Eye Span was felled by John Boleyn. It happened to be on a market day. Old Steel Eye swore with all his vengeance he would take his life away. So pity them that sees him so far, and pity then poor Steel Eye Span. John Boleyn's deeds will be remembered. Boleyn's deeds at Hoxton Grange. In Hoxton Grange there lived an old miser. You all do know him, as I've heard say. Him and his man that's named John Boleyn, they fell out all on one day.
Thank you.
That's from an album called The Seed Keeper. It's a musical tribute to the farmers of India with music composed by Hege Rimestad. It's about his visit to India and leaving the bustle of the town of Dehradun, only to hear the sound of a machine which gives that heartbeat to the track and, as he says, allowed his thoughts to rise up towards the Himalayas in the distance. We were much closer to home just before, and a track from the new album by Jim Murray, Hawkstow Grange, the song from which Steel Eye Span got their name back in 1969. Irida Yusupova was born in Ashgabat in Turkmenistan in 1962. She lives in Moscow now, but her early years living on the Silk Route still inspire her. This is a piece called Kitesh, about a mythical city which disappeared underwater, but you can still hear the ringing of the cathedral bells. The bell sounds on the tape and the sound of the theremin create an eerie but beautiful atmosphere. The theremin's played by Lydia Kavina, who's the great-niece of the instrument's inventor, Leon Theremin.
Thank you.
beautiful piece for tape and theremin by Irida Yusupova. Kitesh was the title, named after the mythical city, and the theremin was played by Lydia Kavina, great-niece of the inventor Leon Theremin. And she'll be at Higham Hall College in Cumbria on the 6th of May, and she'll be holding a workshop in Oxford at the Music Department of the University on the 26th. You can find details on her website. The Korra Folk Music Festival takes place in Sweden each July. Here's a tune from a set performed there last year by the Danish band Basco. Tune about a fox from a band I hadn't come across before. They're a Danish band called Basco, recorded at the Korra Folk Festival in Sweden by Swedish Radio last July. Inspired by the wonderful sightings of an enormous moon in the skies a few weeks ago, I began to dig out some moon songs. Here are the Boswell sisters.
Sky, I have so you could hardly see. The moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath a willow tree. For love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of
The Boswell sisters, Martha, Connie and Vet, recorded in 1931 with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Shine On Harvest Moon. And here are some nighttime sounds. The Lesser Horseshoe Bat in a few minutes, but first a guitar piece by Rob Keeley betraying his fascination for insects. The Spider Laments at Night, played here by Jonathan Leithwood.
Thank you.
intriguing. The calls of lesser horseshoe bats leaving their roost site in Wiltshire, as recorded by William Seal in 1985. And before that, a piece by Rob Keeley, The Spider Laments at Night. And that was played there by the guitarist Jonathan Leithwood. That's from a new CD of music by Rob Keeley called Songs, Chimes and Dances. The group Narasirato come from the island of Malaita, one of the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. Their music draws on the traditions of the Ari Ari people, and I first heard them at the Firda Festival in Norway last year, where their exuberant energy and spirit really captivated everyone. Now they're on CD too, and it's an album due out next week. From that, this is a song about leadership in their society, reflecting the past, they say, and celebrating the traditions handed down by their ancestors. That's the sound of Narasirato from the Solomon Islands, and I believe they're heading to the UK for some concerts here in July. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. ¶¶ L'Orchestre de Montplaisant, who describe themselves as a Baroque supergroup. Born in London, but clearly their influences come from far and near. I rather like their sort of 60s art flick sound, and I think I might play a little bit more from them later on in the week. I came across this song by Samuel Barber, which he wrote in 1940, set in words by Stephen Spender, describing the death of a soldier in the Spanish Civil War. An unusual setting scored for male chorus and three timpani, a stopwatch and an ordnance map.
Thank you.
Samuel Barber's rather haunting setting of words by Stephen Spender, a stopwatch and an ordnance map. The choir of Ormond College, University of Melbourne there with Ben Dixon playing the timpani. Among the musicians playing at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival this year is the Helga Leon Trio, making a welcome return to the UK. From their most recent album, Natsukashi, this is Hymn.
Thank you. was a lover and his lass, with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, that all the green corn fields did pass in the springtime, the springtime. The only pretty ring time, when birds do sing hey ding a ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye, with the hay and oh and a hey nonny no, these pretty country folks would lie.
In the springtime, the only pretty ring time, when birds do sing hey ding a ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
This carol they began the hour, with the hey and oh and a hey nonny no, how that a life was but a flower.
In the springtime, the only pretty ring time, when birds do sing hey ding a ding ding, ding a ding a ding a, sweet lovers love the spring.
And therefore take the present time, with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, for love is crowned with the prize.
In the springtime, oh springtime, the only pretty ring time, when birds do sing hey hey, a ding a ding a ding a ding ding.
Oh, sweet lovers love the spring.
Sweet lovers love the spring.
The young setting of Shakespeare, sung there by Al Bowley, with the wartime resident orchestra of the Café de Paris in London, the West Indian Orchestra, led by Ken Snake Hips Johnson, a charismatic 6'4" band leader and dancer who was killed at the age of 26 when the Café de Paris took a direct hit during the Blitz, March 1941. Backing vocals there from the Henderson Twins. And before that, the Helgoland Trio, and you can hear them live at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival on Sunday the 6th of May in the Jazz Arena. That's at 7:30, straight after the Bill Frisell concert, which is in the Big Top at 5:45. And I'm looking forward to being there on Monday the 7th to hear Hilda Maria Ksheshem, a great singer, making her very first UK appearance. All the details of the concerts on the Cheltenham Festival's website. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. Here's another track now in tribute to Earl Scruggs, who died last month. Flattened Scruggs here from 1962 and McKinley's Gone.
Shot my husband with an Ivy Johnson gun. Carry me back to Washington. He jumped on his horse and tore down through Maine. He said to the horse, you got to outrun this train. Buffalo to Washington. The doctor come running, he took off his specs. He said, Mr. McKinley, better cash in your checks. You'll be gone a long, long time. McKinley hollered, McKinley squalled. The doctor said, McKinley, I can't find the fault. You're bound to die, you're bound to die. Children, and don't you fret. You'll draw a pension after your pap is dead. I'll be gone a long, long time. There's just one thing that grieves my mind. That is to die and leave my poor wife behind. I'm bound to die. I'm bound to die. standing at the station looking at the time. The train's due in at 9:30 from Buffalo to Washington. Hyena comes the train, she's coming down the line. Going at every station, Mr. McKinley's a dying. It's hard time, it's hard time. Kinley's in the graveyard, he'll never wake up. He's gone, he's gone.
Thank you.
Recorded in Hollywood in 1959, Ornette Coleman with Don Cherry, Charlie Hayden and Billy Higgins, and a number called Free, following Flat and Scruggs from just a couple of years later, and McKinley's Gone. Yung Jin plays two traditional Chinese instruments, the pipa and the guzheng, and here she plays in a quartet with Swiss jazz musicians, the pianist Michai Winch, bassist Bent Oester and drummer Norbert Pfarrmatter. This is a piece she wrote, which she dedicated to her father and called it Farewell to a Friend.
Thank you. moss above the draw.
Owen Pallett's Flare Gun there, following Anna Meredith's Rhododendron. And first of all, Young Gin and Quartet with Farewell to a Friend. Well, let's end the programme tonight with some real elegance. A movement from a sonata by an Italian composer called Giovanni Battista Fontana, who died of the plague in Padua in 1630. And his only collection of sonatas was published 10 years later in Venice. This is a recent release bringing his music to life. John Holloway playing the violin with harpsichordist Lars Ulrik Mortensen. Till tomorrow. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. And for the next 2.5 hours, very nearly, an oratorio by a Dutchman who settled in London and was for a time leader of Handel's orchestra, Willem de Fesch. This is de Fesch's Joseph, he of the coat of many colours, the oratorio first heard in London in 1745. At the start here, Joseph the favourite is asked by his father to take provisions to his brothers in the field, but they're jealous and decide to kill him. In the event, they lose their nerve and throw him into a pit instead. And the first act ends with Joseph's brother Simeon deciding to sell him to a passing Ishmaelite. Among the cast here, Claren McFadden as Joseph, Roberta Alexander as Potiphar's wife, and Potiphar himself, Nico van der Meyl, with various Dutch choirs and the instrumentalists of Musica ad Rainham, conducted by Jed Wentz.
Thank you.